Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
We're talking with Allegan County Commissioner, one-time Allegan County Sheriff's Deputy Dean Kappinga, and the new headquarters for the department, the new county lockup. Hate to say it might be 10 years too late. Others are saying it's just right on time, but still, it's a dream come true for a lot of people in law enforcement in the county, isn't it?
It is a dream come true. I had the opportunity to spend 30 years with the Sheriff's Department, starting back in 1977. And back in the day, in most departments, in order to get hired, you started out in corrections. So I started out in that place, the old jail, and know what the everything from booking to the lockup, what it's really like. And for the people that don't know about jails, what makes jails efficient or non-efficient is this is a jail that started with being made for like 16 people, went to 32, just had, it's all little boxes. And we house people in areas that are probably like, there's 20 people in an area, 15 people in an area. And as an officer, you have to walk in those areas, it's very dangerous. So not only did we find this place to be very dangerous, but we also found it to be very dangerous even for the people being locked up. Because you could get somebody in there for shoplifting who's in there with somebody who was in there for an assault. And it simply wasn't the way you should house prisoners. And that's why many of us are going, oh man, this thing was 20 years overdue. And for the sheriff and for many of us that really know of the liability, that's why the commissioners were so prone to want to do this, because we knew that the liability of being sued was just so out there, that to take care of our officers, but also to do right for the prisoners that are being arrested, to give them the treatment that they need, we're just very, very thankful, believing that this is one of the best decisions really I've been part of since I've been a commissioner, and this is my fourth term. But we are, you know, I know I was very intrigued by Circuit Court Judge Marge Baker's words at the dedication, and she was just going through some of the things I said as far as that our duty is to keep a safe place for people to be in, and as a judge, her responsibility is to obviously take care of the law and punish people, but it's also there to try to help people, help the people that are in it. It's just not like throwing away the key and here you are in jail, but it's a bigger picture than that as far as taking the people that are in there, trying to figure out why they're in there, then give them the means to try to help themselves so they don't come back over and over again. And that's what really costs the taxpayer and hurts that person who's in there and society that he's going back into. So I see a lot of positive things. I'm very thankful for this jail, for what it cost us. We believe we've saved at least $14 million. I believe it's much more than that by taking the old Hayworth seat plant and then restructuring it to this jail. But I believe it's just a wise investment and a great place for somebody to work at. You should see the enthusiasm of corrections officers, but also in being responsible for the citizens and people that we arrest. It is classifications. We can help them, and we've proven that through the meth diversion programs, through the drug treatment programs, through the veterans court. It's just a very positive thing that the citizens can be very proud of.
Dean, let me ask you this. A popular freight company uses the term logistics. Logistics, logistics, logistics. And that had to be a point that you and other commissioners and other people involved in the process, be it the judges, be it Sheriff Blaine Copes, the Administrator Rob Sorrow and the like, had to take in mind because you could not expand the old jail any further.
No,
it's
couldn't.
Right in the middle of a residential and downtown area. You really couldn't move it any further. But you didn't want to make it so far that it would make it almost impossible to safely transport prisoners to the downtown courthouse for their hearings.
That was a huge factor in needing to have it still fairly close. I'd like to just enlighten your listeners into this thing that's happening there, and it's called a Polycom system. Right now, there's a new system that's working in jail systems where actually instead of having to take that prisoner to the courthouse in front of the judge, now there's a system where you simply look in front of a television in the jail. And for arraignments, for sentencing, for many factors within jail, we believe we're going to cut that in half by having two Polycom systems that we just invested in, wanting to cut down on the transportation. But we still have people that have to go there. We couldn't bring it too far away simply because of the drastic cost that that would incur to the citizens in having that happen. So I believe that Polycom system is going to help and cut that in half, but it still is an issue, and that's why we had to have it fairly close, and that's why this is, again, a very good thing that we did.
The other thing, too, is the fact that you've learned maybe the mistakes of your neighboring counties. I know Ottawa County with the Fillmore Street complex, that's where the jail is, and the courthouse is still in Grand Haven. Yes, they use the video system for the district courts, but, I mean, for the circuit, yeah, for the district courts, but when you get into circuit courts, when it is a case of, you know, the case has been bound over for trial, you got to have the prisoner there because he's got to face his accusers face-to-face. That's constitutional. You know, that's a bit of a haul, and it is a lot closer in Allegan than it is in Ottawa.
It means a lot of money. It means a lot of money in transporting those people, just as you said. And that's why if people look at the logistics of the courthouse to this, it's the right move that we made.
We're talking with Dean Kappinga, and one other thing I want to touch base with you on is as a lawman, as a former lawman as you were, yes, the sheriff's department's quote-unquote major responsibilities, take care of the jail, take care of the prisoners. But law enforcement is the other major factor for the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department has to handle law enforcement for most communities in Allegan County. The new jail might be the quote-unquote a showpiece of it, but it's also a new sheriff's department headquarters, and that has to really help Blaine Copes and his deputies in terms of being able to have the tools they need to properly enforce the laws of the county.
I'm very proud of Blaine Copes in doing the best he can with what he had. But if you were to talk to him, and I've talked to him often, because he said, Dean, I bet you want to work again for me now that we have a place that you can actually work in, we can actually train in, we can actually have rooms that are suitable to meet in. And I was a detective for 15 years, and if you were to see where we interviewed people to being able to not only take visually what they're doing for body language, but to videotape and hear what they're doing for court evidence, we didn't have the tools that we needed to do the proper job, and Blaine would just say, this is going to push the Sheriff's Department to a whole other level in efficiency in what they do and how they do it, from training to just simply being able to work and communicate. So this is this facility that he's going to have in this building, along with corrections, is just a very, it's a huge step up for the Sheriff's Department.
And it's an almost necessary, Dean, because of the fact that, yes, Allegan County is right in the middle of, shall we say, some growth. We see in the immediate Holland area, it's coming down. Saugatuck's doing well. We're seeing growth out of Grand Haven, people moving up from the Kalamazoo area into the Otsego. And now you got the elephant in the room over in Bradley, and the casino's going to cause its own problems, too, unfortunately.
The casino has caused problems, but it also has been a help in many ways. They have a new conference center, which we train in. They do work hand-in-hand with us as far as in the issues that are there. They aren't pushing them underneath the rug. They are addressing them with us, and we are moving forward with it in a positive way.
Meanwhile, the Tulip Time Festival begins 7 weeks from yesterday. And while some are concerned about the tulips because of the hard and long winter, one of those not concerned is Tulip Time Board Chairman Nathan Box.
It is full steam ahead. The tulips are going to be absolutely perfect. All of those rumors about a hard winter and their snow being still being on the ground, don't worry about it. They're going to be great.
They're good.
Yeah, I even have them sprouting at my office already.
Oh, really?
We've got little sprouts coming up at the office and various spots throughout downtown. They have been sprouting, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And we actually, if people remember, I think we're going to actually benefit from the fact that this has been a cool spring. Most years at Tulip Time, the tulips are just finishing up. And that there's even been talk over the years about, well, maybe we ought to move the festival up a week or two to try to take advantage of the fact that the tulips bloom pretty early. And I think that we're finding this year that that would probably not be a good idea. But if we get a decent amount of relatively warm weather between now and the festival, I think we're going to be
fine.
I do.
Box made his remarks in an appearance on WHTC's Talk of the Town program with host Duke Van Oss this past Friday. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me. And listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.